بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كم من عذق رداح لأبي الدحداح في الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent every person in this dunya to leave this dunya. Every day that passes and every week that passes, and with the passing of every month and every year, we are getting closer and closer to the end. We find ourselves now 1440 years away from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The new Islamic year has commenced. For a Muslim, this is a reminder that he is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan Basri rahimahullah mentions, Yabna Adam, O man, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٌ. You are made up of days. That's what you consist of. You are a combination and a collection of days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. When one day passes, then a part of you also has left. So with the passage of every day, respected friends and elders, our life on earth is getting shorter and shorter, and we are getting closer to Akhirah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah cites the statement of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, where he mentions, ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة. This dunya is traveling away from you. As you proceed further in life, dunya is going further away, backwards. وارتحلت الآخرة مدبرة. And the akhirah, the hereafter, is traveling towards you. As you are living your life, you are getting closer and closer to akhirat, further and further away from the dunya. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. Dunya and akhirat both have children. In other words, both have dedicated followers. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Be from those who want the akhirah. Be from those who pursue the akhirah, and don't be from those who pursue the dunya. In the verse I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that a day is coming when we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The end of our existence on earth is coming. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every soul should check, examine, inspect, what has it sent forth for tomorrow? What have we sent for akhirat? What have we sent for the day of qiyamah? مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to qiyamah and the life hereafter with the word tomorrow. See what you have sent forth for tomorrow, meaning for the akhirah. The reason for this is because hereafter is as close to us as we understand the closeness and proximity of tomorrow. Rather, it could be even closer than tomorrow. And like we are sure, we have certainty, we have yaqeen, that there'll always be another day, like we say. And after today, there is a tomorrow as well. We got yaqeen on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same term to refer to akhirat and qiyamat, so that we get yaqeen that that day is definitely coming. So if it is coming, then we are supposed to be checking. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسْ. Every soul should check, مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What has he sent forth for tomorrow? Then again Allah repeats the command, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. At the beginning of the verse Allah said, fear Allah. At the end of this Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Again, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you become a muttaqi, if you are one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have sent forth a lot for tomorrow. We may be 1440 years away from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1430 years approximately away from the wafat, the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Sahaba, Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon. The people that are closest to me are those who have taqwa. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Whoever they may be, and wherever they may be. If they have the quality of taqwa, then they are the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the same from us, to have taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Indeed Allah is well informed of whatever you do. So fear Him because He knows exactly what you are doing. The next verse, respected friends and elders, is a warning. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what Allah did, how did Allah treat such people? What is the punishment for a person forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. In retribution, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to forget themselves also. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These are the sinners. In this verse, respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention that if you forget Allah, then Allah will make you lead such a life in this dunya, you won't even realize that you are not working for yourself, you're working for somebody else. You will forget your own self. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. In Quran, there are many ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions people like this, who forgot Allah, who forgot the akhirah. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah. Allah treated them as such as well. Allah neglected them as well. الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضِ. The hypocrites are allies of each other. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ. They instruct each other with evil. وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. They prohibit good. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They close their fists. In other words, they don't spend in the path of Allah. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah. Who are people who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People like this, who don't encourage good, but rather encourage bad. There's somebody influencing you to do wrong. There's somebody stopping you from good. There's somebody stopping you from being charitable. Then this is a sign of that person forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in two different verses, people like this who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah A'raf, Allah said, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Those people who have turned their deen into amusement and play. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And they were deceived by the worldly life. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Today in the day of Qiyamah, we will choose to forget them. In other words, we will neglect them. We will neglect them like they forgot the meeting of this day. In the dunya, they forgot Allah. They forgot they're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stand in front of Allah. So what was the result? How does Allah make a person forget himself? When he forgets Allah, that's when he will turn this dunya into his playground. This dunya is all about amusement and play. اتخذوا دينهم. This became their deen. Your deen, your religion is something you abide by 24/7. Every moment of your life you abide by your deen. This person is spending his life in amusement and play. Allah says that became their deen. Their religion was all of amusement and play. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. They were deceived by the worldly life. They thought this is all, you only live once. They never made effort for akhirah. This is a sign of people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in turn Allah made them forget themselves. Allah caused them to forget that they should be working for their akhirah. They should be doing something that will benefit them in the akhirah. In Surah An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us against accompanying such people. وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. That abstain, abandon, shun such people. If you got such companionship, then take yourself away from that company. People who have made their lives and their deen, their religion, لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا, play and amusement. These are people who we should remain far away from. As an example, I mentioned it before as well, but just to show us the reality of life and how we find people forgetting the maqsad of existence on earth, forgetting that we've got to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as an example, there was a group of friends that had come from the village. And when they came into the city, they were amazed by the tall buildings. And they commented, where we come from, we don't have so tall people to build so huge buildings. So they decided that we want to stay in the tallest building, in the tallest hotel. The tallest building they found was a 60-story hotel. When they go to the reception to book the room, they say, we want the penthouse. The reception tells them it's available and available at a discount. Normally you pay more. But they say, you know what, you need to think again, because from time to time, we suffer load shedding. So when we experience load shedding, there'll be no elevators. How are you going to get to the 60th floor? So these people say that it's fine, you know, it's worth the risk. We don't know when again we will get a chance to see the world from so high up. So they booked that room on the 60th floor. They stayed there for a few days and nights. One night when they return, they see everything is in darkness. And there's no electricity. So now they say, now the reality hits them that how are we going to go up? They warned us. But how do we get to the 60th floor now when there's no electricity? So they decided among themselves, we will pass our time in conversation. Let's take our minds off the job at hand. You know, you see a hard laborer outside working throughout the day. Then he takes his mind off the job. He sings to himself, etc. Or one person is talking to the next person in conversation. They take their minds off the job. It makes it easier. Okay, so what should we talk about? They say the first 20 floors will speak about our childhood and our youth. So then they spend that time talking and who was born where, where he grew up, which school he attended, what were the tricks and games they used to play as children, etc. And like this, in this conversation, mashallah, they didn't realize also, and they were on the 20th floor. So they say, now, they say, okay, let's speak about our aspirations, what aspirations we had in life, what we wanted to achieve, and what did we achieve. So for the next 20 floors, they speak about this. So one says, you know, I wanted to, for example, marry a certain woman, and he ended up marrying her. One person says, I wanted to, you know, become, for example, a farmer, and I got my farm. And each one mentions his aspirations and what he wanted in life and how he achieved it. And in this conversation, they reach the 40th floor. So they say, now there's only 20 left to go. What do we talk about now? So they said, life is full of ups and downs. You know, you get good and you get bad times. Let's speak about the bad times. Let's speak about the difficulties, the problems, the cliff we experience so far in our lives. So for the next 20 floors, the person says, you know, I got that hand in marriage, but it never worked out. And somebody says that that farm of mine was destroyed by a storm. And some person speaks about some other illness that befell him. Somebody lost one near and dear one. And in this way, speaking about their difficulties that they experienced, they reached the 60th floor. So they were happy and proud of the achievement that they managed to get to the 60th floor. But respected friends and elders, when they come in front of their room door, then the reality hits them. And that is that we forgot the key downstairs. Imagine the agony. Imagine the regret of that person who climbed so many stories, so many floors to get to that room, but because he took his mind off the job, because he was distracted, he forgot why he's going to the top. So therefore he forgot the key downstairs. Now respected friends and elders, this is an example of mine and your life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ 60 إِلَى 70. Average lifespan of my ummah will be between 60 and 70. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يَجُوزُ ذَلِكَ. Very few will go past that age. And today, respected friends and elders, as we see around us, then many young people are also leaving this dunya. For some people it's 60 years. For some it's more, for some it's less. And in that 60 years, what happens? We are going closer to akhirah. We heard the bayans. We read in the ta'aleem. And we got the inspirational messages that we got to work for akhirah. And we are all heading to that 60th floor. We are all heading for that last day when we will go to akhirah. But many people, respected friends and elders, forgot that. And they forgot they're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about in this verse. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah. Why? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah will cause them to forget themselves. So in this 60-year life, or the brief life that a person had in this dunya, 20 years of his goes in his youth, in his childhood and youth, in play, in amusement, in tricks, in games, in friends, and then the next 20 years or so in building a life, getting married, starting a business, or getting a job, getting a house, getting a car, etc., bringing up children. And then in the mix, the last 20 years, or anyway in between, he goes through some difficulties as well. And he becomes so engrossed in all of this, respected friends and elders, that when he reaches his 60th floor, when he reaches the last day, and Malakul Maut is in front of him, now when he has to go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he realizes that I left the key downstairs. Now he realizes that I didn't prepare for this last day. Respected friends and elders, the people in the example I mentioned, it was still possible for them somehow or the other to make a plan and somehow get that key to them. But when we reach our last floor, when we reach Akhirat respected friends and elders, on that last day of our lives, when mouth will be staring us in our faces, at that time, وَلَيُّؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah will never delay. Allah never delayed any person's soul in this dunya. When his time is up, he has to leave the dunya. There's no making any plan. Therefore, the time is now. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Every soul should check, what has he sent forth for tomorrow? Whatever we have acquired in this dunya is to be left behind in the dunya. No matter how many properties a person had, no matter how many cars he had, no matter how nice clothes he had, what good devices he had, and what high bank balances he had, all of that is going to remain behind, respected friends and elders. It's not for akhirat. In the hadith of Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, يَقُولُ ابْنُ آدَمَ مَالِي مَالِي. Man keeps on singing, Mali, Mali, my wealth, my wealth. In other words, this is mine. And when a friend comes to visit him, then he'll show him his achievements of the dunya. This is my one property here. And this is what I have here. And this is my new house. Come and show you the house. Let me take you for a tour in my business, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so to say that you've been fooled. وَهَلْ لَكَ مِنْ مَالٍ يَبْنَ آدَمْ. Oh man, do you really have any wealth? إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْدَيْتَ. That only thing that is yours is what you have consumed. What you have eaten is yours and you finished it up. What you have worn is what was yours. And what you sent forth for the akhirah. What you spent in the cause of good, that only is yours. Everything else is going to remain behind. If you got that fat bank balance and you left the dunya with that balance, respected friends and elders, then it's not yours. You never used it, it never benefited you. You got so many properties, but you can only live in one. And the rest, what you lived in also, you're going to be leaving behind. This is not your wealth. This is the deception of the dunya. This is a sign of a person who has forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made him forget himself. That person who doesn't come for salah or doesn't read his salah has not only forgotten Allah, he has forgotten himself. That person who wasn't particular on his zakat hasn't only forgotten Allah, he has forgotten himself. That person who got no time for Quran and tilawat and dhikrullah hasn't only forgotten Allah, he has forgotten himself. That person who didn't fulfill any other obligation of deen didn't only forget Allah, he forgot himself. That person that committed any sin on the face of the earth is not only a person who forgot Allah, but this is a man who has forgotten what is good for himself as well. That person who cheats in his business, who consumes interest in his business, who pays interest in his business, hasn't only forgotten Allah, he forgot himself. He forgot to do good for himself, respected friends and elders. This is harm, he's digging a bigger hole. That person who resorts to drugs, to music, to play and amusement and zina and haram, is not only a sign of a man who forgot Allah, it's a sign of a man who forgot himself. He hasn't done good for himself, he has done harm for himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this few days, this short life. Qiyamah is tomorrow. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. And on that day, Allah warned us here that see what you have sent forth. See what you have sent forth on that day. يَوْمَ إِذِ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. On that day, every person will see what he sent forth. On that day, the inspection will take place. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every soul will know what he sent forth and what he never bring. What he left behind and what he brought. On that day it will become clear. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. So respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this short life. It's for us to build our akhirah. It's for us to work for akhirah. Whatever we send forth for akhirah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ. Any good you send forth to the akhirah, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You will find it definitely guaranteed in the akhirah. A sahabi once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, my neighbor has got a date palm that I need. I have some need for, ask him to borrow it to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks that sahabi who had this date palm, that why don't you give this person this date palm? You have a whole orchard. Give him one date palm only, one tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in exchange of that one date palm in Jannah. So that particular sahabi at that time was not prepared for that, so he refused. A sahabi sitting there, Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu, heard about this. Then he went without even consulting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you know what is good for you, respected friends and elders, then you don't make any mashura. When you know what is good for you, then you don't ask, you go and do it. So he goes and he makes a deal with that neighbor. He tells that person, will you sell me this one date palm only, and I will pay you in exchange of that my entire orchard. I'll give you my whole orchard of date palms for that one date palm that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested from you. And then he makes that deal, and then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, you had that need for that one date palm. If I give it to you, will I also get a date palm in Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu then tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I have purchased it, and I give it to you to give it to that sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, كَمْ مِنْ عِذْقٍ رَدَاحٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَاحِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ How many heavy bunches there will be, inshallah, for Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu in Jannah. And when he goes home, respected friends and elders, the tarbiyat in the home also was made. The woman also knew what was good for them. He tells his wife, Ummu Dahdah, this is what I have done. Come out and vacate our farm. This is no more ours. I have sold it in exchange of one date palm. So his wife didn't tell him, what have you done? She didn't rebuke him. She didn't laugh at him, is there something wrong with you? You sold an entire orchard for one date palm. No, she praised him and she says, Rabbi hal bay'u abu dahdah. What a profitable sale you have made. What a good thing you have done that you have bought for us in a date palm in Jannah. Like that, respected friend and elders, Allah tells us, any person, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفِسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ Whatever good you will send forth, earn your jannat by the good you will do in this dunya, whether it be by fulfilling the fara'is firstly, the obligations of deen, and following every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who Allah gave anything of this dunya, whether it be wealth, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ Your first obligation, your first concern is, not how much I can spend on myself. No, first is how I can send for akhirah, how I can secure my akhirah. Allah says, that which Allah has granted you, use it to seek the akhirah. Use it to seek the akhirah. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Don't forget your share in the dunya as well. But first, send it for the akhirah. That person who Allah has given wealth can send it to akhirah. And you don't need to be a millionaire. Any amount, respected friend and elders, any amount... اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمره نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم explains to us that any amount, to give an example of, no matter how minute it may be, a small piece of a date, half a date also if you gave will be a means of protection for you from Jahannam. You will find that day in the Akhirah. والصدقة برهان نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith of Muslim Sharif. Your sadaqah that you will give will be there on the day of Qiyamah as a proof that you have given sadaqah. All our a'mal, respected friends and elders, will be there in front of us on the day of Qiyamah. That person who Allah gave the ability of interacting with people, display your good akhlaq and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there and earn your akhirah, send that to the akhirah. That person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in business, display the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implement the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there and earn your akhirah and earn your jannat. Respected friends and elders, let us not be like those who forgot Allah. Who forgot Allah and then Allah made them forget themselves. Imagine the regret, imagine the remorse of that person. That when he goes to the akhirah, he realizes that what I did in my entire life, and there's nothing, I had so much. Having so much, respected friends and elders, like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told us, and I quoted at the beginning, اِرْتَحَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَةً This dunya is traveling away from you. It's all gone. Let us look forward, respected friends and elders. With the passage of every day, we are getting closer to Akhirah. إِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ One day passes, one part of you has left you. One day passes, one part of you has left you. Don't look back at the dunya. Look forward. إِرْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً The Akhirah is traveling towards you and coming towards you. Look towards the Akhirah. Look in front of you, respected friends and elders. Allah put our eyes in the front of the head, not the back. Look in front. You are driving your car, you got a small review mirror. But for looking at the back, but for looking in front, you got the entire windshield. You got the entire windscreen. Let us focus in what is in front of us, what is coming towards us, meaning the Akhirah, and prepare for that day. Prepare for that last day, respected friends and elders. Prepare by fulfilling every command of Allah, implementing every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, and making some kind of a change. Let's make this change, respected friends and elders. Let us inspect in our lives. How much have I really done for myself, meaning to benefit me in Akhirah? And how much I have done for this dunya? Inspect in our own lives. What kind of a mindset have I instilled in my wife and in my children? How much have I prepared them for akhirat in comparison to dunya? How much have I spent for my dunya in comparison to how much I have spent for my akhirah? Make some change. as we're getting closer and closer to Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah are increasing. People are passing away all around us. Not everybody is living till the age of 60 and 70. For some it's the age of 20. For some it's more, and for some it's a little bit less, respected friends and elders. We don't know when death will present itself in front of us. Then there'll be no time. Then it's too late, respected friends and elders. Then it's like those people who climbed at 60 floors going to their room. But when they got there, they had no key to go inside. There was an example of that person who had a slave, and the slave of his was weak in understanding. So for our own understanding here, I will rephrase. He kept that slave's name also stupid. He was so stupid and foolish, he called him stupid. And one day, to play a trick on him, he calls him, and he gives him one sort of a gift, like a box or a figurine, we may call it, a token. And he tells him, you know what, this is the trophy of stupidity. The day you find someone more stupid than you, hand it over to him. So this person didn't even take it in any offensive way. He appreciated it, took it, looked after it in his room. Years later, when the master is about to die, then he calls a slave of his, this faithful slave of his, who was foolish, who was stupid in the eyes of the people. So he calls him, and then he explains to him the concept of death, because this person couldn't understand death as well. He says, you know what, I'm going away now. I'm going very far away. So the slave asks him innocently, when are you coming back? So the master says, you know, when people go there, they don't come back. I'm going forever. So the next logical question the slave asks him, he said, where you are going, have you made any preparations? Do you have a home? Do you have clothing? Do you have servants like you have here? So the master then thinks to himself, and then he replies, no, I've got nothing prepared on that side. So he asks him again, are you sure you got nothing on that side? He says, no, I got nothing. The slave then goes back to his room, and he brings that trophy of stupidity, and he hands it to the master, and he tells him that I found nobody more stupid than you in my life. That you know you are going, and you know you're going forever, never to come back. But you got no preparation. Here you are now 60 years old, and you've got so much, such a big home, so much of clothing, so much of food, so much of protection from the heat and the sun, so many servants, so much of preparation for only 60 years. But where you are going forever, you got no preparation. There can be no person more foolish than you, respected friends and elders. Let us not be like that. Let us not be that most foolish person that when it came to his akhirah, he forgot. He did everything for this dunya. He did everything to make this life of this dunya cozy and comfortable, but nothing for akhirah. No, respected friends and elders. Yes, those whom Allah has blessed with, if they're living a comfortable life here, also is not a sin. But the sin is when you forget the akhirah. Let us not forget the akhirah, respected friends and elders. That person who will only work for dunya, and only work for dunya, will not want to leave the dunya. The ayat of Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam depict to us how some people, some ruhs and some souls don't want to leave the body. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The sinners and kuffar, when their time of death comes, then the soul doesn't want to leave. The malaika beat them and hit them, that allow your soul to come out. Easy example, the child goes with the parents to the playground. He goes to the fun fair, and he plays for a good few hours. Now time is up, and the parent or the father is calling the child, it's time to leave. But the child says, no, one more ride. One more time. Okay, the father allows him one more time. Then again, it's another one more time. Eventually, the time comes when there's a tussle. The father is pulling and the child is pulling and he's crying. He doesn't want to leave that playground. Doesn't want to go home. He's so accustomed. He's so in his own environment. The same, respected friends and elders, that person who will make his dunya the playground. That person will make his dunya full of amusement. As I mentioned at the beginning, this is a sign of a person who forgot Allah. وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا. Leave such people. These are people. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Allah says, we will act like we forgot them. We will neglect them like they forgot the meeting of Allah. That person who makes his dunya his playground, then when the time comes for him to leave, it'll be like that child. He doesn't want to leave because he's so accustomed. He worked all his life for this place. Why will he want to go to akhirah, and especially when he sees what awaits him in the akhirah? And on the other hand, when a person who works for akhirah, then when time comes to go, respected friends and elders, then it's the other way around. Like when that child wants to leave the home and go to the playground. He wants to go for that particular match. He wants to go and play with his friends. He is ready ahead of time. When it's for school, he's late. But when it's to go to play, then he's ready. Like that, respected friends and elders, when a man works for akhirah, then when his time comes, then he's ready to leave the dunya. So many of our pious predecessors and our akabir ulama, when the time came, they were ready. Some of them reciting, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Recently, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Sahib, rahimahullah, senior alim of Makkah Mukarramah, passed away in our country over a year ago. Those who were there in his last moments mentioned he was reciting, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Peace, a statement from your most merciful Lord. Going to the Akhirah, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, some ulama met him before he passed away a few days. And they asked him, how are you feeling? He says, Hum pukar ke intizar mein hai. We're waiting for the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask ourselves, respected friends and elders, who of us can say that now, as we are sitting now, that we are waiting for Allah to call us? Are we so prepared? There were people as they were dying in floods and drowning, they were reciting, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Who of us can recite that now, respected friends and elders, if that comes before us at this moment in time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of valuing every moment and every ni'mah that Allah gave us. Allah give us tawfiq of preparing for the akhirah. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the intelligent one is the one who controlled his nafs. Wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. And he worked for akhirat. He worked for that which is coming after death. Not like that foolish person who got the trophy of stupidity because he worked for his dunya only and never worked for akhirah. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.